in song and it's in music. And so it has kind of some room that fills it out, and it's in some space that does something that is just feeling. That's the nice thing about music, is it fills out the feeling, mm-hmm. right?
And that's what art is for.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's coming up next for you? Like, you've got the tour this summer. What's happening after?
Well, I'm going on tour in May, and I'm putting out some new music this spring. And then I'm just in the studio again in the spring and trying to write this record, trying to finish writing it for the winter and start making it in the new year. But yeah, I'm just trying to sort of tour and then hole up otherwise.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
Where can people keep up with you? Like, what's the best way to kind of like follow you along?
I'm on Instagram. I'm on kind of everything on the internet as SisterRay780. The 780 being the Alberta area code.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Alberta part is definitely still there.
I'm very dedicated to being from Alberta. I've lived in Toronto for 6 years, and I'm very true to Alberta. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, Ella, Sister A, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm Sister Ray, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC Radio.
Sister Ray and the Beaches on that last set. Hello and welcome, folks, if you're joining us after 9 o'clock. This is still the Yellow Brick Road, usually CFRC's British and Irish music show, but this week we've had a full Junos takeover because I was over at the Junos in Hamilton, or at least the Junos pre-show stuff, We attended Juno's Week. We attended the Songwriter Circle. We went about, saw a lot of really cool artists, some Juno nominated, some rising talent who's definitely going to be at the Junos next year. Let me drop my Juno's hot take. Do you guys know the Volume 2 album that's coming out by Angine de Poitrine, the Quebec-based band making kind of microtonal music that's been all over the internet in the last... 2-3 weeks ever since their KEXP session went viral? They're gonna be nominated next year for the Junos. I am 100% certain of this. I don't know what category they could possibly be nominated in, but they're absolutely gonna be there. It would be very funny if they were nominated in Adult Contemporary, but let's see what happens. That's my Junos pick for next year. Angine de Poitrine are gonna be nominated. But talking about this year, let's go back to the alternative category. So we were talking about Sarah Gray and how she was performing at the Junos Gala last night, but she didn't win, even though she was nominated for alternative music. The winner of the alternative category was Asa Nabe, who took home not only Alternative Album of the Year in a category with some really strong contenders. You know, he was up against artists like Pop, the OBGMs, who are in fact going to be playing in Toronto, I think, on the 17th of April. But this is just off the top of my head. Some really strong competition. Also, artists like Eve Jarvis, whose album All Cylinders won the Polaris Prize last year. And he took home Alternative Album of the Year as well as Indigenous Group of the Year. So it's been a huge night for him. I'm going to play us a performance of Edge of the Earth, the title track from the album, performed live as part of and recorded as part of CBC's sessions. You can find him at asanabe.bandcamp.com. And then I'm also going to play us Pop, who were nominated but didn't win, just because it's also been a year of Pop, really, because they had the 6 concert series in Toronto, just tracing back their roots, going back to the very beginning, from house shows to larger shows at venues like the Concert Hall in Toronto, to Lee's Palace, to the Danforth Music Hall, all the way up to 2-3 sold out nights at History. And they really kind of like made a whole thing of, you know, going back and revisiting the Pop history over the last 10 years, and just the way that they have brought things like the DVP in Toronto, and got people across the globe singing about it. So again, a deserved nomination. They were up for Who Will Look After Their Dogs, The Dogs, their 2025 latest album. You can find them at pupptheband.bandcamp.com. Also, other really incredible artists, I should mention Debbie Friday, who's been on our Indie Wake Up Call. We interviewed her a couple of years ago before she won the Polaris Prize, and now after that Polaris, you know, it's got bigger and better for her. Her second album, Bet On Me, won Dance Recording of the Year. So congratulations to all the incredible artists. I'm going to leave us with one last song after we listen to Asa Nabe and Pup. We're going to be listening to a bit of Dumb Crush, who I think are one of Toronto's most exciting new three-piece bands. Everyone who was at Junos Fest was recommending that you go see Dumb Crush. You might remember them because they've been on our station before. They did a live session for us last year when they were passing by, played an incredible set at the Toucan as well. And so I'm going to be digging back into that and getting us a live recording, not by the CBC, but by us last year when they came in and did a live session for us. So I'm going to play us their song Annihilation. And of course, we caught up with them to talk about what's been happening and sort of just like caught up with them before their set. So we have an interview coming up with them. And that's going to be the last of the coverage I have for you tonight. So thank you all so much for listening. I hope you all join me again next week. This is Asa Nabe, live in concert for the CBC with her song Edge of the Earth. Oh, one last thing, I do have to give a shout out to our incredible photographer, Michelle. Michelle Beattie, who is on Instagram at Captured by Michelle. Do go check out her photos from all the shows that we went to. That's the last thing I'm going to leave you with. Enjoy this. See you next week. Goodbye. Walking to the edge of the earth, and I still am going. Walked away from all of the hurt that I kept holding true.
The echoes of you that don't reach over here. The further I get, the only severe. There's distance between who I was and I'm now. We're walking in circles or turning around now. It feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to that place for the first time. city street down. His brokenness promises we tried to keep. Waiting and waiting for my heart to stop. It had been so long I forgot. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't care either way. Won't go back to that place for the first time. Walking to the edge of the earth and I'm still living for you. Walked away from all of the hurt and I kept wanting to. Needed something new. A stranger ain't no window seat. Only words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I'm still living for you. To the earth and I still live in for you. Stranger in no window seat. Humming words on a crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live for you. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live in all of you. Thank you.
Concrete. It's funny.
Hamilton for Juno, for the Junos at Juno Fest, joined by Dumb Crush. Hello, guys.
Yo, what's up?
How are we doing? We're joining you just before your set. You're playing Juno Fest. I mean, it's a pretty big deal for one. I mean, you've done a lot of shows in and around, but
we're so nervous. Super, super nervous.
I have described this as the greatest moment of my life so far on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so we're just, you know, it is crazy to finally be upon this moment. It's about 1 hour until showtime. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
All eyes on you guys at the moment. You're playing like the upstairs of a pub. It's a really big space as well. And like, today is the day of the gala, because we're talking on Saturday. Right. Do you reckon any industry professionals are dropping by? Any of your friends, any people who are nominated, who you've been touring with, who might be dropping by?
Okay, let me say this.
They're all at the gala, so they're not. They're actually not coming. Everyone's like, I'm sorry, I'm at the gala. So,
but it might be a great excuse because, yeah, we have a lot of friends in the industry, and they're at that gala, and they've all said, oh, man, wish I could come to your show tonight. That makes us feel good. Because, you know, if there wasn't a gala and they just didn't show up, then that would really suck.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, they got a great out, and so we can pretend that they were all here tonight, and that's important.
Do you guys have anything special planned for tonight's show? I mean,
we're not wearing our white painter's suits, so we're debuting a new look.
Okay.
The new look being three guys wearing t-shirts. So that'll be a lot of fun.
The rock and roll band look, I guess.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's been a little while since we saw you guys. You were in town last year, and you were in the middle of a tour. You were going to go out east and record an EP. We kind of saw a bit of the EP. Like, how did the whole recording thing go? I was keeping up a little bit with it on your Substack, which is a busy place.
Yeah. Great place. Everyone subscribe to Dumb Crush on Substack. Put the plug in right there. We were the other day the 39 in trending music on Substack. Totally on our own merit, by the way. This was completely something that we did on our own. And it wasn't that a friend of ours just went viral on Substack. But anyway, it's a great place to follow us for more music and stuff. And yeah, we went out and did that EP. And more importantly, we played a show at the Toucan, which was amazing. And we're really trying to get back to the Toucan, but it's kind of hard to get in there. So if you're listening, Toucan, can we play again, dude? Like, what the hell?
Both guys get old of.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
I'm guessing this is probably because there's been a lot more traffic towards the Toucan lately because we've lost the mansion.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I didn't consider that.
Mansion, I forgot about that. How do you feel about that? To turn it on you?
Yeah. A lot. Like, I feel like that you guys have played there too, right? Everyone who's passed by Kingston has some mansion memories.
Yeah, I feel like individually we've all played there. Yeah.
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 But we never got the chance to play with Dumb Crush, and I think that's really, really tragic.
Yeah. It's just one of those places you don't think is going to go away because it's the go-to venue in Kingston.
How are they losing money? It seemed like a great place. What the hell?
Let's dig into that a little bit. Yeah. What was the financial issue
that drove them to bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Really, what happened is that their landlord's looking for someone else. Or looking to sell the place off, turn it into
flats. Stinks
of
fraud to me, I'll say that on air.
Haunted mansion, they could do a haunted mansion thing and then get people to pay for tickets, and then they could have stayed open.
For a venue that doesn't exist, you know, a ghost venue.
This is true.
Yeah. A ghost venue, like a haunted mansion. Venue. That's perfect. Okay, I like that. Get Eddie Murphy in there.
Phantom venue.
What's the name of that movie, Monster House?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
That's just an aside.
Yeah.
That's
the Mansion Monster House.
Yeah. They should do Disneyland in Kingston.
That would be the oddest place.
Disneyland in Kingston.
That would be the oddest place for a Disneyland. But coming back to whatever we were talking about. You guys are no strangers to going viral.
Yes. You want to take this one, Elliot?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
How's the Lansdowne guy thing still going?
Wow.
So it was going, but we decided that we had to pick up our roots. And Liam was obviously the actor and Lansdowne guy, and I was quite jealous, and so we made a new one where it's just about my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can't say what it is on air, but if you follow us on TikTok at Dumb Crush Band.
Dumb dot crush.
Is it dumb dot crush?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've been telling people it was Dumb Crush Band.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Someone else is getting free publicity.
Yeah, what the? Okay, dumb dot crush. Yeah. Maybe we should change that.
Yeah, maybe we should.
But for now, just dumb dot crush. We have a video. I think we should have been comedians.
Yeah,
That's all I'll say about that. Mm-hmm.
What I will say is I didn't really want to get typecast as like a guy who stands on subway platforms. You know, one is good. Two, people start hiring you for the wrong things, right? So
yeah, you become a character act.
You become a character act. Yeah, exactly. So we decided to move on from that one. That very successful, you know,
endeavor.
Prototype. Yeah.
Yeah. Life-changing, I'd say. Maybe a life-changing thing. But we didn't get any nominations for that either, so.
Best Juno comedy album when?
Yeah.
Right?
We were just talking about that. Yeah. We were going to name our album Juno nominated album, and then they're going to give us a nomination for best comedy album because it would be a joke to name an album that.
But have people been coming into your shows from those videos? Like, has that kind of translated into a different kind of audience showing up?
People have definitely found us on TikTok and are fans of the band, but not from
those videos.
Not from those videos. The people who follow the band from TikTok and come to the shows follow us because they like the music, not because of us being ridiculous. Well, I mean, actually, that's probably not true.
There's a little crossover.
Yeah, there's a little crossover, but... The viral videos are less about the music and more about just us being belligerent.
No one's shown up yet dressed as Liam or dressed as the Lansdowne guy.
They haven't made themselves known.
Yeah, they haven't said that's why they're dressed
that. I did notice a suspicious man in the back of our show the other night who was bald. But he didn't make himself known.
Mm-hmm. But it just seems like you guys manage to run into these kind of shenanigans often. Like, just to go back to the beginning of the van, even before you guys had ever met in person, you'd met online, right?
Yeah.
Elliot and Owen.
Yeah.
We met online. Liam and I met at a house show in Ottawa, like almost 10 years ago. And when I rocked up there, it was like this house in Kanata, which is like a suburb of Ottawa. And my
very dead suburb.
Are you from Ottawa?
I've lived there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So like we're like rocking up, me and like this band that I was playing in, and we're like, oh, which house is it? And then there's just this one house that the entire porch and front lawn is just covered in beer cans and empty pizza boxes. And we're like, oh, it's that house.
It'll definitely stand out in a place like Kanata.
Exactly. And so then, like after that point, we had a fake band that Liam was the manager of, and we made a mockumentary about it. And that was a rap group. And then, so, you know, it wasn't too, like, here's the thing, right? Starting a band is an objectively bad idea for so many reasons. So we were already very practiced in, like, you know, just, like, going over that process over and over again with the fake band, that it was really easy to translate the idiocy of that into the idiocy of a real band.
Okay.
Well said.
Did the fake rap group ever have any fake music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have, like, two records on a hard drive, like, but... Honestly, at some point, I'm going to have to just bury that in my backyard and move on, because I don't really know if that stuff's, like, you know, supposed to see the light of day.
Dumb crush bag of death.
Yeah.
It's pretty fire, but I don't really know if it's, like, you know, it's definitely not appropriate for CFRC.
Maybe late night. Who knows?
Nice. Hell yeah.
But you guys did put out the EP a little while ago, Get Up and Go. Tell me a bit about it, because I think this was coming out from those sessions, right? The PEI sessions.
Yeah, it was kind of like between... Basically, I think what happened is we wrote these songs right before we went on tour, and then we were like, we're going to go to PEI, and we're going to do an entire tour, and we're also going to write an album at the same time with these songs, the intro songs. And we learned really quickly that it's really exhausting to do stuff. And so we didn't, we just kept it at those three songs and put out an EP. And then when we got back, we learned a lot about intention and focus and when to drink 10 beers and when to drive. No, sorry, those things don't correlate. It's just that we were
He's got Tiger Woods on the mind.
Yeah. We were just driving a lot, and it's just exhausting to go on tour. It's the best thing in the world, and I think that all we want to do is tour forever, but it's not conducive to also being creative at the same time, and that's what we learned from that trip. And
except for when you're making TikTok videos.
And that is the truth. Oh, my God. And again, the viral video we can't talk about right now, at dumb.crush.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
We did that. We filmed that video in Winnipeg when we were on tour with Grandson in December. And, I mean, I don't want to brag, but it's huge.
But being on tour with Grandson all across Canada,
yeah.
How was that tour? Because, like, obviously, that's opening for him is a pretty big stage.
Yeah, it was sick. It was a test for us too, I think, because we all have like varying degrees of experience doing tour and stuff, and we've toured together, but not really on that scale in this band. And also, like, it was the winter, and it was the prairies, and it was the Rockies, and like the drives themselves are very sketchy, let alone, you know, trying to just like keep up with the energy of like the travel, even if it's not inclement weather. But honestly, like, the vibes were so high the whole time. We got along so well. The other crew was really nice. The fans of Grandson were so welcoming to us, and the hospitality was really amazing. So it was kind of just like an overwhelming success. And I almost feel like the whole time I was waiting for something to go wrong, just because like typically on tour, like one or two things goes wrong. And on that tour, yeah, exactly. And like on that tour, it was really just like pretty seamless. So
anything you guys picked up from that tour that's going to be in Dumb Crush shows going forward?
Rapping. We're going to start rapping.
Well, you have that in your back pocket already.
Yeah, clearly. And we're going to start using it. So, but no, honestly, just like going on a tour like that and, you know, growing up in Canada and getting to play these venues like Commodore and the Phoenix, these places that you grow up just dreaming of playing, and then seeing somebody who's just an absolute, you know, goat at this point of playing venues like that, you really just realize that there's a level of intention and like engagement and work that you have to put in to get there. It's not just, no one's getting lucky. People are just working hard, and they're getting what happens after you work hard. And so I think we've all kind of realized we want to dial it up even more and play the Phoenix next month. So if you work at the Phoenix, please please give us a call.
If you work at the Toucan, give us a call. If you work at the Phoenix, give us a call.
Two birds, one band.
But what actually is going on for you guys coming up next?
What are we? We're releasing a single on April 14th called Had It, and we're going to be playing that tonight. And then we're playing with Good Kid, actually, 4 days earlier at the London Music Hall. And love those guys. We're going to do a really good job, and I think you guys should come out and listen. It's going to be amazing.
And what can we expect at tonight's show?
Rap. We're going to be rapping.
Costumeless and rapping.
Mostly rapping and working hard. Working hard and rapping are our two new things.
Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy. The Junos crowd is here for you guys tonight. Have a great show.
Thank you.
It wasn't, and God was here. He'd be bringing me.
Yo, what's up? We're Dumb Crush. We're at Juno Fest, and you're listening to CFRC.
Boom.
That was literally perfect.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive into some great singles across genres recently released in Kingston by local artists. We're going to start things off with the fourth and final single from Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation's forthcoming album, Broken Home Volume 1. The new single, Quit You, explores the struggle of breaking free from an unhealthy relationship that takes hold like an addiction. It captures the cycle of wanting, clarity, relapse, and the quiet resolve to keep trying to walk away, knowing it's the healthier choice. Enjoy.
Tried to quit you 3 or 4 times. It's kind of funny, 'cause you're not even mine. Never thought of myself as an addict before. No one labels you sick, they just call you a whore. It's not love. Trouble, it's want.
You're still locked into CFRC 101.9 FM's Release Radar Rundown. That was Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation with Quit You. Coming up next, we've got a selection from local singer-songwriter Lydia Shea's debut EP called Lucid Embers. It's a genre-defying release rooted in emotional honesty and creative freedom where clarity glows softly in the aftermath of the fire. You may remember her powerful voice busking downtown, and you'll get a glimpse of her now in full stride with a stage of her own with Velvet and Venom, a single that serves as a soundtrack to reckless romance and royal delusion. Here we go.
You're queen, you're my king, it's a royal regal thing. Pinkies up, need a drink, leather-lined limousine. Top down, hair down, heard the crown is heavy, but you wear it well. Fits you how I wear your heart on my sleeve, there's no slowing down. Moving now like we're in a movie on the big screen, you and me. 'Cause we're young love, ain't nobody gonna fix me. 'Cause you're my drug, and I like the way you fit me. Baby, pick me up tonight, and sweep me off my feet.
Sweep me off my feet.
'Cause baby, you and I got forever written on it. You and I are forever, we're iconic. It's you and I against the world, against the haters. We're not getting beat. It's just you and me.
It's just you and me. It's just you and me. It's just you and me. It's just you and me.
Red hot silhouette. I won't say a word if you keep my head on your chest and my hand over your heart. Shiny bling, golden ring, Tiffany is everything. Baby, you're my everything. 'Cause we're young love, ain't nobody gonna save me. 'Cause you're my drug, yeah, you cure me like nobody. Baby, pick me up tonight and sweep me off my feet. No, that's not an easy feat. Oh, baby, you and I got forever written on it. It's just you and I against the world, against the haters. We're not getting beat. My love, it's just you and you and you and you and.
Just heard Lydia Shea's Velvet and Venom. Up next, let's enjoy great music from local jazz composer, musician, and bandleader Oscar Evans. His new single, Nice Buddies, was recorded live in October 2025, and it will appear on his new full-length album, due for release later this year. Here's Nice Buddies by Oscar Evans right here on the Release Radar Rundown. Thank you. You just heard Oscar Evans with Nice Buddies. Coming up next, we're going to be playing a few song requests made on our website at cfrc.ca. Simply visit our website and click Request. Identify the artist and song. If you want a shout out and dedication, if you have a particular show you hope to hear the song upon, and where no specific CFRC show is identified, we'll play it in various pop-up programs and segments. And with that, our first request is an anonymous one. The song is called Michigan, performed by a newly emerging band called Near the Open out of Bancroft, Ontario, who have a couple of singles out now you can find on YouTube and their social media. Let's have a listen.
Haven't seen this much snow since Michigan, and the feeling that you're still gone is sinking in. I don't really want to let you know, don't think you want to know how deep I'm in. Seems there's only so much you can give. Turn around and I found a memory from years ago. What a gift to spend this Christmas in Ontario. Think you wanna know the state I'm in? Seems there's only so far you can get. Now these lights on my own and in my head, and this winter has all. this much snow since Michigan.
And that was Near the Open with Michigan. Our next anonymous request is a Toronto-based DIY emo band called Ever Since We Met, whose members are influenced by fourth-wave acts like Tiger's Jaw, Marietta, and Modern Baseball. From them, we'll listen to the lead single Train Tracks from their new EP, Bigger Than Before, released in November. Here we go. And you just heard Train Tracks by Ever Since We Met. Up next, we'll listen to Central Florida-based shoegaze act I Lied to Myself, out now with a new demo called Winter Hangs Heavy with You, a song requested by Nico in honor of their aunt, who meant the world to them. Nico says to their aunt, "I carry you wherever you go." Thank you for the message, Nico. Before signing off, today's intro and outro music is a newer single called Portland Flower by local act 47 Teeth. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFR so you can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we're going to end our show with Nico's request, Winter Hangs Heavy with You by I Lied to Myself. Thank you for tuning in to the release radar rundown developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. And don't forget to make your song requests via CFRC.ca to further power our programming. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.